In the lobby of Centennial Hall, people are beginning to gather an hour before the first act starts. It's Alaska Folk Festival President Josh Fortenberry's first time in the role. He says he's excited for the music to get underway.
It's really hard to think big picture because you are doing so many little tasks and all of a sudden the festival's just here. But it's like this train that just runs away whether you're ready for it or not, and all the volunteers show up and it just tends to happen.
Nearby, John Heifetz is trying to get into the merch store as people line up outside the security gate. He's helping run that shift on its busiest night.
A lot of the stuff comes off the shelves, so if you want stuff, come down here the first or second day, because last year they ran out.
His plan to manage the rush is simple.
I'm just going to do what I'm told. I'm a helper.
Heifetz is also a festival regular.
And I've been coming to the festival since probably 83, 84, when I first moved to Juneau.
But he's going to pace himself, he says.
As everybody says, it's a marathon. I always got to remember, don't get burned out by Wednesday or Thursday night, because then it's a marathon, right?
Classic mistake.
Are you guys ready? You won't run. I know better than to believe that.
The security gate rolls up. The line stays civil as people move in to get their merch. Inside the auditorium and in front of rows of empty seats that will soon fill up, the stage crew and tonight's MC, Grace Elliott, are going over the plans for the transitions between the sets.
And you're MCing, right?
Yes, I am. Okay, that's what I'm MCing.
Elliott has MC'd at Folkfest 19 times, but she's still amazed at how the festival operates.
I was just saying how remarkable this whole thing is. It's like, on paper, it should not even work. It's a free festival. It's been going for over half a century. Like, there's so much joy. There's so much willingness to show up and volunteer.
Ben Hoffman signed up to volunteer with the stage crew when he was applying to play at the festival. The stage crew is in charge of setting up the equipment for each of the many acts. At 6 p.m., he says he's as ready as he can be for the festival to start.
I think it'll be kind of fun. I like messing with microphones.
He's part of the Juno Sacred Harp group that plays on the main stage on Saturday. It's his first time playing and volunteering.
So we'll see if it all comes together or if it all falls apart.
Luckily for Hoffman and the 15 acts that perform on Monday, it all comes together. Hours later, at 10 p.m., as the last act takes the stage, Hoffman's tired. He speaks quietly, almost whispers, because he doesn't want to be heard by the audience.
It was a little bit overwhelming at first, but at the end, we could just kind of look at the sheet for a couple seconds before and know what to do. Whereas at the beginning, we had to have like a 10-minute meeting to move like two microphones.
Now that he knows what stage crew is like, he jokes that he'll expect more from them during his performance later this week.
I'll be tougher on the stage crew. They're no longer invisible to me.
In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. When that train left the station with two lights on behind.